Listen, while the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective.
This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names and who recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company, like Rexall MI31, for example, Rexall's popular and versatile mouthwash, gargle, and breath deodorant. Full-strength MI31 kills contacted germs almost instantly, yet will not harm the delicate membranes of the mouth and throat. Ask for Rexall MI31 at Rexall drugstores everywhere. And remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. Now your Rexall family druggist brings you another exciting half hour with Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell.
I'm a detective agency. When it's murder or less and you're caught in a mess, if you can't pay my fee, my advice is confess.
Rick, you old son of a gun. This is Frank.
Frank? Oh, Frank Bowers?
Yeah. Oh, it's good to talk to you again, Rick. How you been?
Well, no complaints, Frank. What's with you?
Doing great, Rick. Just great. Bought me a half interest in a gym here in town.
Yeah? Sell all your fighters?
Oh, but one. Boy by the name of Max Farmer. Say he's going to the main event tonight. You want to catch him?
Well, all depends. Who's throwing him?
No, Rick, no. This boy's really good. Say, why don't you drop by the arena tonight?
Oh, sorry, Frank. I got a date. She hates the sight of blood.
Talk her into it, boy. I'll leave a couple of passes for you at the gate.
Passes?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I'm a sucker for a good argument. See you tonight, Frank. That night, I led Helen to our seats at ringside. She was dressed to kill, and from the look on her face, I thought I might be the first on her list.
Rick.
Yes, baby?
Would you mind telling the man behind me to stop dipping mustard on my mace?
Oh, sure, honey. Hey, Buster, please do not feed the animals. That's a good boy.
Rick, why of all places to fight?
But, honey, these are $10 seats.
Hey, Ricky, glad you could use the passage.
Boing.
Move your feet, Rockefeller, and let the man in.
Oh, gee, it's good to see you again, Rick. Say, I want you to meet Lorna Thorne.
Wow. Hanging onto Frank's arm, I saw why boys like girls. She was wearing slightly more than the fighter. Had so many curves, I got seasick just looking at her. As I stared, I suddenly felt a strange sensation in my legs. Helen was digging her heel into my shin.
Come up for air, Ricky, dear.
Hmm? Honey, I want you to meet Frank Bowers.
Sorry, I know you anywhere. Rick's told me a lot about you.
Frank.
Yeah?
That was 5 years ago. This is Helen.
Oops. My mistake, huh? Lorna, I want you to meet Helen.
Hiya. Well, when in Rome... Hiya.
What a spot for a thesaurus.
Hey, sit over there, will you, honey? I want to sit next to Rick. Oh, Rick, it's a shame I didn't tip you to this fight earlier. You could have put some dough on my boy and really cleaned up.
You think he'll win, huh?
Yeah, I know he'll win. He's fighting Lou Scott, strictly a bum from upstate. The syndicate made the match just to build up Farmer's name and pick up some easy dough on the side.
Now he tells
me. There. Here's my boy getting in the ring now.
I watched Max Farmer climb through the rope, stop, smile at the television cameras, then at the crowd, and then at the cameras again. If the people at home thought they were seeing a reissue of The Hairy Ape, then television has improved. Because that's exactly how Max looked.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your main event. 10 rounds of boxing. In the white corner, wearing black trunks, weighing 175 and hailing from Buffalo, Lou Scott! And in the black corner, wearing purple. Brooks, weighing 179, and right from our own New York City, Max Bauman!
The boys met in the center of the ring, received some fatherly advice from the referee, shook gloves, and went back to their corners.
Okay, Max! Okay, I'm going to
Well, Frank was right. It certainly was a pushover. 2 minutes later, the fight was 7 counts from being over. Only it wasn't Lou Scott who was fast asleep on the canvas. The sleeping beauty was Frank's boy, Max Farmer.
Max, get up! Max, please, come on!
Farmer!
Max, get up!
No!
Get up, you farmer!
Don't you teach your fighters to duck, Frank?
Oh, I don't understand it. It's all wrong, Rick.
Rick, how can that man sleep up there with all this noise?
Oh, Helen.
Just call me Sal. Now, can we go home?
Sure, baby.
Rick, stick around, will you? I may have a job for you.
Oh?
Yeah. Look, I'm going down to the dressing room. Meet me there in 10 minutes. Come on, Laura.
From the look on Frank's face, I could tell he was worried. So I took Helen outside and put her in a cab. She was a good sport about going home alone, though. Didn't say a word. Not even goodbye. Then I went back inside and made my way to Farmer's dressing room.
Come on.
Inside, I could hear Frank's angry voice.
All right. All right, so you won't tell me who. But you ain't going to get away with this, Max. I'll find out, and when I do, you'll be back to...
Frank!
I'll be right out, Rick. And remember that you come. We're through. See? Through! Hello, Rick.
Aren't you a little tough on the guy just for losing a fight?
Farmer lost that fight before he ever got into the ring. It was fixed.
Well, that's strong talk, Frank. Got anything to back it up?
Look, I know this boy. I trained him myself. He could have won tonight's fight with his eyes shut. Somebody paid him to take a dive.
Maybe it was his own idea.
Max don't get ideas. He's too dumb. Rick. Rick, I want you to find out who is behind this fix.
Well, you make it sound simple. Got any leads?
Maybe. Stop by the gym the first thing in the morning and we'll start from there.
First thing next morning, I went out to Frank's gym. They say the early bird gets the worm, and I guess it's true. For standing right inside the door was none other than Sergeant Otis, Pride and Joy of the 5th Precinct. Pardon me, but aren't you Jack Dempsey?
No, my name is... Diamond, you here?
Very observant, Otis. You're improving. Learn to blow a whistle yet?
Oh, why do I always have to run into you?
Aren't you afraid to be out without your keeper? Where's Walt?
Frank, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi, Walnut. Well, I've got a client here. What's your excuse?
Routine check on a suicide. Guy by the name of Frank Bowers leaped from the Brooklyn Bridge.
What? Frank Bowers?
Yeah, know him?
Yeah. Oh, are you sure about this?
It's open and shut. 3 witnesses saw him do it. We pulled his body out of the river this morning.
Oh, I can't believe it. Frank had no reason to kill himself. I was with him all last evening.
That's a good reason.
Shut up, Otis. Sorry, Rick, but these things happen.
No, not to guys like Frank. He was no quitter. You sure about those witnesses?
They're ordinary citizens, Rick. We took their statements this morning.
That still sounds phony, Walt.
Look, Rick, I know it's hard to believe a friend would take the easy way out, but in this case, it's a fact.
Walt, Frank was a good friend. And before I believe he killed himself, someone's got to convince me.
All right. Otis, drive Diamond out to those witnesses' homes. I'll walk back to the office.
Oh, Lieutenant, why do you always pick on me?
Fate, Otis. Don't fight it. It's bigger than us. Come on. Otis drove like a madman, which was strictly in character. The first witness, a butcher named Henry Burton, was at work. But the butcher's wife, a typical homemaker, gave us her version of Frank's death.
And just like I told the police, off went the overcoat and over he went. Oh, it was awful.
The woman trembled, Otis gloated, and I grabbed my hat. Her husband worked at a nearby market, and their stories checked. That took care of the first 2 witnesses. Then we drove to the home of Bill Voss, the 3rd and final witness.
Well, I was coming home from a late movie, and I started across the Manhattan approach to the bridge. This guy, Bowers, was about 10 yards in front of me. I was foggy, and I couldn't see him very well. But I could make him out when he stopped. He threw off his topcoat, climbed the guardrail, and dived in. I yelled, but it was too late. I'm the one who called the police.
The story's all checked. But I still wasn't convinced. So I had Otis drop me off at Frank's gym. If Frank did kill himself, then there had to be a reason. I decided to check on Frank's partner, one Ben Lamb. I found him in his office.
It's too bad about Frank.
Lamb, what about the business here? Any trouble that might explain why Frank did it?
No, everything's running smoothly here. Of course, it was last night's fight, but... that's out of the question.
Well, then maybe it's an answer. Keep talking.
Well, the syndicate is looking for whoever fixed last night's fight. They play kind of rough when they're mad, and, well, maybe Frank was afraid of what they might do to him.
You mean he'd kill himself just to save them a bullet? Nah, that's false economy.
Yes, just the thought. Forget it.
I have. But I take it you think Frank was behind the fix.
I didn't say that. The farmer couldn't plan it himself. He's too dumb.
And Frank was too smart.
I said it's just a thought.
That you may be partly right. Maybe Frank's death does have something to do with last night's fight. Is Max Farmer around?
I saw him outside earlier.
Thanks.
Now, Mr. Diamond, might I ask what makes you so interested in Frank's suicide?
Was it suicide, Mr. Lamb?
Well, wasn't it suicide?
I ask you first. See you around, Lamb.
Before we continue with the adventures of Richard Diamond, private detective, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
Last week, a customer told me that...
Something I really like about Rexall Milk of Magnesia is that one bottle won't be so thick I can't even pour it, and the next one thin and watery. Somehow, Rexall Milk of Magnesia always seems to be just right.
Well, ma'am, that's because every bottle of Rexall Milk of Magnesia has to meet an exacting standard of viscosity, or it won't wear the Rexall label.
What do you mean by viscosity?
Well, an easy definition would be the degree of thickness in the liquid. Now, Rexall scientists conduct scientifically precise tests on every batch of Rexall Milk of Magnesia to make sure it meets this constant standard of viscosity. Because that's one big reason why you'll always get a uniform dosage from every bottle.
Oh, and I thought it was all just an accident.
Oh, no, ma'am. There are no accidents behind the fact. You can always depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
And now back to tonight's adventure with Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell.
I stood in the center of Frank's gymnasium, certain that Frank's supposed suicide had something to do with last night's fight. But how? That was the jackpot question. In one corner of the gym, I saw Max Farmer hitting a punching bag with a methodical, monotonous rhythm. I walked over to him. Max?
Yeah?
My name is Diamond.
Yeah?
I was a friend of Frank Bauer's.
Yeah?
Well, if you can spare any more words, I'd like to ask you a question.
Look, if it's about last night, forget it, see? I don't know nothing about nothing.
No argument there, but I came to see you about boxing.
I don't get you.
Well, Frank always said you were one of the best, and I thought you could give me a few pointers.
Oh, you a fighter?
No. I just like to show off at the Y. You know how it is.
Oh, sure. Well, you get some trunks from the shower, boy, and we'll go with you. You can learn plenty from me.
Good, Max. That's just what I'm hoping to learn. Plenty. The shower boys gave me a pair of gloves and purple trunks. I felt like a self-conscious tulip as I entered the ring, but Max seemed quite impressed.
Hey, you got a pretty good build.
I also go steady. You all set?
Yeah, I'm ready. Put them up. No, not above your head.
Max, we come from different environments.
Okay, let's go. Hey, you're not bad.
Just lucky. Hey, where do I tell my friends that I boxed with the Max Farmer?
Yeah, they like that, huh?
Like it? I'll be a hero. After all, Max, you've never lost a fight. I forgot last night. Sorry.
Oh, don't think nothing about that fight. I'll be up there again. You'll see.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, wait a minute, wait. Let's take a break. I'm winded.
Okay.
You know, you fighters have a lot of perseverance.
Huh? Yeah, that's what we got, all right. What you said.
I guess good athletes are just born, huh? Not made.
Buddy, that's the truth. You know, I've been in sports since grade school.
Still at it?
What, sports?
Skip it. I bet you were good even then, Max.
Oh, boy, was I. I played football in high school. Made all state.
Weren't always a boxer, huh?
No. I've done everything. Hey, tell me. What's the greatest exhibition of sports in the world? Go on now, go on, think.
Shriners Convention?
Shriners? Nah. The Olympics. And I was in them, too. Would have won, but Marshall Wayne beat me on points.
My. Boy, I have a lot to tell my friends. You know, there's just one other fighter I'd like to brag about sparring with. That's Lou Scott.
Lou? What? That Scott's a bum. I could whip him with my eyes shut.
Oh? I heard that's how you lost.
Look, forget about last night. That fight was...
Go on, Max.
I had a headache last night, that's all. Now I gotta take a shower. See you around.
It was the first time I'd ever gone fishing in the boxing ring. I was hoping to find out who was behind the fix. That might throw some light on Frank's death. But to coin an old phrase, the big one got away. Next on my list was the girl Frank was with at the fight, Lorna Thorne. She danced at the Silver Circle, a small nightclub not far from the gym. I went backstage, climbed the iron stairs, and found her room.
Just a sec. Well, Mr. Diamond.
Hello, Miss Thorne.
Sit down. Care for a drink?
All depends. Are we drowning our sorrow or celebrating?
I don't get you.
Well, you don't seem too upset about Frank.
Oh, that. I'm not the type to cry, honey. Ruins mascara. Oh, don't get me wrong. I like Frank. Liked him a lot, but we were both in it just for the last.
Mm-hmm. Tommy, did Frank come up here after he left the arena?
Yeah. He came up and we talked till it was time for my number. He left about midnight.
Did he seem upset?
Now that you mention it, he did.
Lorna, how well do you know Ben Lamb?
I've only seen him around. Why?
Well, Lamb thinks Frank might have been behind a fixed fight.
Could be. He sure was nervous.
I see. You and Lamb didn't compare stories by any chance?
I told you, I've only seen him around.
Uh-huh. Hey, this is a nice mink coat. Been saving unemployment checks?
I'm a working girl, remember?
Oh, come now, honey. You won't earn enough here to buy this kind of coat.
I'm a bookie on the side.
Feddersen's Furriers on the label. Look, real Richie, kid.
Thanks. Now I gotta change.
Okay.
Oh, don't run off. I'll only be a minute.
Some other time, honey.
Suit yourself. I'll be around.
I'll bet you will. I went back to my office, locked the door, put my ox buds up on my dusty desk and tried to think. There was no logical motive for suicide, but there was plenty for murder. Lamb would inherit Frank's half of the business. Farmer might have been afraid Frank would blackball him with other managers. And Lorna was the type who would do anything for a fast buck. But then there was a constant headache, the three witnesses. My thoughts were all jumbled up. I kept trying to remember everything that had been said today. I kept hearing voices in a jumbled sequence.
Please, rough. Frank may have been afraid.
Well, I've been in sports since grade school.
Snowman shot case, Rick.
You're a hard man to commit, Shamus.
Then over he went. Oh, it was awful.
Frank behind us? Yeah, it was only a thought, damn it.
I'd like to cry, honey.
It
ruins mascara.
Then he climbed the rail and
dived in. I won two, and then Marshall Wayne beat me on points.
Climbed the rail and dived in.
Marshall Wayne beat me. Marshall Wayne.
Wayne! Then he dived in. Dived in. Dived. Dived.
I had it. I knew how Frank was killed. Hello?
Mr. Diamond, this is Francis.
It was Helen's butler calling to invite me to dinner that evening. He said something about Helen expecting me, but I wasn't listening. I kept hearing that witness say Frank dived in. It was the answer to the whole thing.
Mr. Diamond, sir, are you listening?
Francis, if you were going to commit suicide...
Suicide? I beg your pardon, sir.
Look, if you were going to kill yourself from the Brooklyn Bridge, what would you do?
Oh, dear, I'd reconsider.
No, Francis, if you really were, would you jump or would you dive?
I'd probably jump, sir. Yes, I'm sure I would.
Of course. It's a natural thing to do. See you later, Francis. The pieces began to fall into place. I remembered something Max Farmer had said earlier. Marshall Wayne had beaten him on points. Marshall Wayne.
I had associated that name with boxing, but now... I checked in the sports almanac. Listed under the 36 Olympics, I found Marshall Wayne won the high diving competition that year, and Max had competed with him. Now I was certain. First, I put in a call to Feddersen's Furriers for some information. So far, so good. Then I called Wald and told him to meet me at the gym. It was closing time when I got there, and most of the fighters were leaving. But I caught sight of Max Farmer as he made his way out of the showers. How's the water, Max?
Huh? Diamond.
What's the matter? You don't look happy to see me.
What are you doing here?
The boys at the Y, remember? I came for some more pointers.
It's closing time.
Oh, that's too bad. That's the only reason you don't want to spend some time with me, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not too tired.
Me? I'm never tired. Place is closing up, that's all.
Well, Max, old pal, I've got good news for you. I fixed it with Lamb for me to lock up when we're finished.
Huh? Well, I...
Not scared by any chance?
Me scared of you? Why? Get some trunks. You'll see who's scared.
I wondered if my Blue Cross plan was still in effect if I changed clothes and followed Max out of the ring in the middle of the deserted gymnasium. Max had an ugly scowl on his face, and I knew that this time he would pull no punches.
Ouch!
Playing rough, eh, pal?
You got a lousy guard. That's all.
Hi. You act nervous. Tired of boxing? Maybe you'd rather be swimming, huh?
Huh?
Oops, sorry. Now your guard is down. Of course, a born athlete like you would be happy doing anything in the way of sports, I suppose. Maybe even diving. Your guard, pal, your guard.
You don't make sense.
No, I think so. Your mind's wandering, Max. Keep your guard up. You know, for a real sport, like, say, high diving, there's really no place around here to practice. Unless, of course, you try the Brooklyn Bridge. I bet a really good diver could make it from the Manhattan Approach without a scratch.
Now, listen, watch the...
The guard, Samson. Better watch it.
Hold it a minute. What's the big idea?
Well, the big idea came when I figured out how three witnesses could see a suicide that wasn't a suicide.
You're loony.
Am I? Those witnesses didn't see Frank because he was already in the river. You had pushed him in. You waited for some people to show up, and then you dived in.
No.
Yes, Max, yes. But you weren't alone in this. Someone had to talk you into taking a dive in a fight in a different kind later on. You'd have thrown the fight for any man's money, but you'd only risk your neck for a particular species. Female. Men are funny that way.
It ain't true.
Max, Lorna confessed an hour ago.
I'll kill you for this.
That's your third and final dive, Max.
That's a nice right cross, Rick.
Oh, I seem better.
Wow, little boys in blue. About time. Walt, when Joe Palooka here wakes up, I think he'll confess. He believes the girl already did.
Yeah, so I heard. Rick, how did you figure her in this mess?
Well, like most females, she couldn't wait for a mink coat. According to Feddersen's Furrier, she bought an expensive coat the day after the fight, paid cash for it.
These amateur criminals.
Yeah, someone had to be the brains behind Max's action, so I put two and two together and got two. Max and Lorna.
Yeah. Otis, go pick up Lorna Thorne. Well, stop picking your tie and move.
Oh, let him alone, Walt. First date he's had in years.
Do you have to play so loud?
Well, I can't help it, baby. It's the brute in me.
Mm-hmm. And that shiner, darling. What happened? Fly out a doorknob.
Young lady, I have been boxing. Just call me Kid Diamond, please.
Oh, no. Boxing. You?
Well, why not?
It's so strenuous.
Well, I'm in fair shape.
What do you use for muscles?
You just put up your dukes and I'll show you.
All righty. Now get up and sing.
I'm young and healthy, and you've got charm. It'd really be a sin not to have you in my arms. I'm young and healthy, and so you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do? If I could take you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old. If I could hate you, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of vitamin A. Ooh, I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be old.
Rick, I'm sorry I hit you so hard, but you're such a show-off.
Now, look, honey, you got the wrong idea about this whole...
Begging your pardon, Mr. Diamond, sir, but I just wanted to tell you that I've changed my mind. I would dive off the bridge.
What, Francis?
You see, I've always been afraid to dive, and, well, it would be fun just at once.
Oh, no.
Again, here's your Rexall family druggist.
Whenever you have a headache, remember this about Rexall aspirin. When taken with water, the 5 full grains of pure aspirin in every Rexall tablet are ready to go to work for you even before they reach your stomach. So whenever you have a headache, remember that about Rexall aspirin. Ask for it at Rexall drugstores everywhere. And remember always, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. Richard Diamond, Private Detective, stars Dick Powell in the title role and is written by Richard Carr and Marvin Marks with music composed and conducted by Frank Worth. Featured in tonight's cast were Virginia Gregg, Ted DeCorsia, Wilms Herbert, D. Tatum, Wally Mayer, Howard McNear, Hi Aberback, and Jay Novello. Richard Diamond, Private Detective, is produced and directed by Jaime Del Valle. This is Bill Foreman inviting you to be with us next Wednesday at this time when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Hiya, beautiful.
Get lost, Bristlepuss. You need a shave.
But I have shaved. What else do you want me to do?
Silly boy, she wants you to go stag.
Go stag? But why?
Because Stag is Rexall's exclusive line of men's good grooming aids, like Stag Brushless Shave Cream. No fuss, no massage, just smooth it on and presto, you get a clean, close shave. Your face stays smooth and whiskerless all day long.
I'll do it, I'll go stag.
That's it, join the Stag line now at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Yes, to make girls care. Go stay.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.